My name's Joshua Eggington, or Fluent. I'm from the southwest of Western Australia, Boorloo or Perth. And my mob are Noongar Whangai.
My name is Ethan Eggington, also known as Inkabi. I'm from Perth, Western Australia, and my mob is Noongar
Repping the West, you boys. Repping
That's West Side.
the West. Yeah, mad, mad. Yeah, so what happened over the weekend, boys? You were down in Sydney. What was on?
There was this big festival. So it originally started in Texas, I'm pretty sure, and this was the first time they did it in Australia, called South by Southwest. And like a lot of people go to it, and it's like really big.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy. And Inkybi was booked for like four shows, so he was one of the definitely like looked in at that artists, and it was just incredible. We got to play in heaps of different places, heaps of different locations around Sydney there, and it was just mad. Like, how fun was
It was
it?
super fun, hey.
Just crazy.
How were you received up there? What was that feeling like being on stage? Like, do you think you got, did you feel a lot of love?
I remember the last show I did when I was singing Beat the Odds. I heard like in the crowd people singing Too Black, Too Strong, and it made me feel super proud.
Yeah, there was a lot of love in the air. There
Yeah.
was moments of like black excellence, and that was just like incredible to experience all the way on the other side of this big continent, you know? It's crazy.
Seen on socials, yeah, you got to meet Chance, spend a bit of time with Chance the Rapper. What was that like? And did he have any words of advice? What is his yarn about?
Well, he only told me like it was crazy for him to see like my age like rapping, and he said just to keep doing what I'm doing, and it's still weird to like know that I met someone that famous and crazy, like crazy and famous and that.
Nah, definitely yarning with Chance, and we got to go and actually watch his keynote speech. It was the first thing that we did at South by, and it was incredible from an artist's perspective, watching his journey and how he did it all independent, never once signed to a label, owns all his own masters. It's just so inspiring to see that there's different pathways for artists coming through now that just probably weren't looked in ever before, kind of now with this new age of the way music's released. So from an industry perspective, I felt like I learned a lot from Chance just from listening to him speak. And we got to sit front row too, so that felt pretty dope.
Yeah,
man. And do you feel like there's a lot of crossover, from what Chance has done and all of that to for us mob here, especially for yous in the in the industry? Like, is there do you think there's a lot of similarities in terms of our experience, mob's experience?
100%. Like, I mean, I think I think that the crossover and a lot of similarities that I heard when listening to Chance speak, and he mentioned these himself, was the black experience and hip hop being the tool of the oppressed, and being a way for us to speak our truths into the world, and not letting those bigger sort of juggernauts and the machine sort of take control of what is your power. I felt really inspired, and I could relate strongly to that, because that's why I myself do music, why Inkybi does music, is because this is, of course, something we love and we're passionate about art, but at the forefront of all of our songs and all of the content that we make is our people and our struggle and our culture.
Ingabe, you just come back from school. What's that like? Being in Sydney, meeting Chance, doing four shows in front of big crowds, and then the next day you're back in school.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. It feels weird because what is it called? It was like Sydney. It was like all big and like crazy exciting, and then we just come back home and like it's a little bit more boring.
Do you have yarns with kids at school? I mean, these days, you got phones and video and photo and of it all. Back when I was going to school, if I said that, oh, I'd flown halfway across the country and met Chance the Rapper, everyone would go, nah, you're good. What kind of yarns did you have with kids at school today?
So my best friend, he comes into my house in the morning. I told him that I met Chance the Rapper, and he was like, What? There's no way. But then what was good? Dad showed him one of the photos, and then he believed us, and he was like, "What? How do you test the raffle?" And at school, when he went up to everyone and he started telling everyone, and they were like, "What? How do you change the raffle?" And that, and it was really cool.
What's on the cards for years now? Like obviously South by Southwest was a big one. You've been popping up doing shows everywhere. What's coming up for years?
We're just really focused on wanting to get new music out. We've got heaps of songs loaded up, ready to go. Yeah, solo tracks. So we've done a bit of collaboration stuff, like obviously with Bars of Steel and that, but we've got a lot of solo tracks ready to go. So I'm hoping to release next week, and Incubi not too long after as well, with a massive song that he actually played at the Gladstone that was just yeah, it just went off. So yeah, really excited for that track too. For both tracks, yeah, that we just want to get new music out and share some stories with everybody.
Yeah, this morning when I was yawning to you, I jumped on and listened to Beat the Odds again, and goosebumps, bro. Like if you can make, someone like me, my age, feel that, like, you're killing it. Is there any words of advice or anything that you'd, want to say to mob out there? Any words of advice?
Just be yourself and keep doing what you're doing, and
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I
because
love
you
that.
never know. You never know, right? If you
Never know
keep
where you're gonna end up.
never know where you're gonna end up. And
Yeah.
that's all we've really done is just made music we think is cool, leaned into the stuff that we enjoyed, and that's great advice is yeah, be yourself.
No, boys. Well, we'll just finish up on any shout outs.
All the mob over East that we made, all the friends that we made, absolutely incredible connections and nothing but love. And I can't wait to come back and spend some more time over there with everybody.
Just to the mob, I guess.
Shout out to all the mob.